T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Penguins. They're rolling over everyone right now, for the most part. 8-2-2, winners last night 4-1. Ben Kindle, who played his 10th game, yeah, baby, they made the right decision there, are the best team in the East right now. They are the best team in all of hockey right now, actually, as I look at the standings, with 18 points. Jason, is this sustainable?
Not best team in hockey, but are they going to be better than everybody expected? Yes.
Are they going to be better than everyone expected to the tune of making the playoffs?
Yes, I think this group can make the playoffs. Absolutely. Right now, Adam, I mean, again, if we're looking at what they're getting right now, I don't think this is going to continue. 8-2-2, I believe, is their record. It's very good. What they're getting right now is goaltending. Early on, we were talking about this off air. They did not play very well in the first period. Tristan Jarry was excellent. If they're going to get goaltending, if they're going to get something they haven't had in a couple years, the opportunity to have some saves made when your team isn't at its best, that's a different discussion here, man. The power play's been good. Last night, the PK was 4-for-4. They're getting production up and down their lineup. Ben Kindle, I love the kid. I'm so glad they're keeping him. He's added some depth to their lineup. They've been able to weather an injury to Ricard Raquel. He's up there playing with cities on the top power play. They're getting offense from different places. I mean, not only, I like the way they're playing. Better defensive structure, better in their own zone, better on breakouts, better when pinching, more responsible, all that stuff. But man, they're putting the puck in the net. They're scoring goals. Like, I really like Dan Muse, man. I really like what he's brought. It's very clear to me that they respect him. It's very clear that a change should have been made before it was. But yeah, man, I'm not seeing anything to say it's not sustainable based on getting goaltending and some of the timely scoring. It's not going to take a lot to sustain some of this stuff.
We talked about it off the air a little bit earlier, Jason, that I know I was not a big fan of the D-zone coverage with Mike Sullivan, the puck side overload, and it always seemed like they were scrambling in their own end. Man, they are playing a tight box around the net more often than not. They've got bodies in the right spots, and I don't think they're an overly physical hockey club, but there's a little bit more jam to their defense core, and that's made a world of difference. I don't know that Tristan Jarry is going to finish the season with a .923 save percentage. I would guess probably not. Artur Shelov, he's got a .919 save percentage. I'm going to guess that's not going to remain that high. But last season, on the aggregate, their goaltenders had an .891 save percentage. Ugh. If you're somewhere in the middle and you're going to score goals because you've actually got some depth and youthful legs in this lineup, I think you can be in the playoff race for the remainder of the season. It's a lot easier to play goaltender. Shocking opinion about to come out of my mouth. When you're not dealing with 15 damn odd man rushes a game. I always thought one of my biggest criticisms of Mike Sullivan's clubs these last few years are they seemingly played the same way regardless of how much time was left in the game and what the score was. This team doesn't do it. And I happen to think, Jason, that the third period last night might have been their finest of the season for them. They know who's on the ice. They know what the score is. They know how much time is left in the game. Those are things that every team in the sport should know. Penguins hadn't played like it the last few years.
We've talked about a lack of adjustments with the Steelers, Adam. There was a lack of adjustments with the Penguins. And I know I'm not breaking any news to anybody. Mike Sullivan's a really good hockey coach. Taking nothing away from Mike Sullivan. But his style is almost like, we're going to play our style of hockey. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what, like, this is us. You know, and Dan Muse doesn't have that sort of ego. And I use the word ego, but I think it's good when you know what you're doing, and almost as a compliment to Sullivan, but it was not what this team needed. You needed somebody to come in here and say, no. We're going to play a little bit different. It's not going to be this style of hockey that we're not unaware of what we are. Dan Muse is very aware of what he has. Why are you, tightly packed, power with numbers. That's what the Penguins can do, responsible in their own end. A defensive strategy that is, you can actually execute it, and then all of a sudden, like you're talking about, you're helping your goaltenders navigate a much easier game. They don't have to be spectacular. They just have to be okay. And you're not giving up a bunch of odd man rushes. You're getting veteran players to buy into this system. Then, all of a sudden, they're getting the best out of Evgeny Malkin, out of Erik Karlsson. Chris Letang's been a little shaky. I actually don't have as many questions about Chris Letang as I think some people do. I think he's going to be just fine. But, I mean, they are playing a style of hockey that, again, you can continue playing. Not at this level. I mean, they're punching above their weight right now. But enough to get into the playoffs? Yeah, I think so.
We see it every year in the NHL that there's a new coach that comes in, they implement their system, and they play better than the talent level. We used to see it every other year for John Tortorella. He'd wear his welcome out real quick, but he'd come in that first year and the team would play above expectations. We saw it last year in Washington. Penguins are showing it right now. Sometimes it just takes another voice. Steelers, cough, cough. And look, the thing that everyone always talks about with Tomlin happened with Sullivan. If Tomlin gets let go, he'll get a job in 10 seconds. Okay.
Yep.
It happened with Sullivan.
So what?
And the Rangers haven't been very good, and I think they might turn it around because I do happen to believe in Mike Sullivan. But a lot of the same problems the Penguins have had the last 3 years have reared their ugly heads with the New York Rangers. Even if Tomlin went someplace else upon being let go, if that were ever to happen, and he had success, okay. It wasn't working here anymore. And in the NHL in particular, Jason, coaches turnover. They turn over more than in any other sport.
Yep.
And I think it's because the shelf life just ain't as long.
Yeah, and guys just tune them out.
Yes.
And you see what becomes of a team that's not listening to or respecting its coach. We saw it in 14-15 with Mike Johnston. They didn't respect Mike Johnston.
No.
And the Penguins were a bag of nothing because of it. Mike Sullivan comes in. They respected Mike Sullivan. And they had the horses to play the way Mike Sullivan wanted them to. Then you have something special. Now, you end up on the other side of that when you no longer have the horses to play that way and you're not willing to change.
Right.
And then you see the other side, you kind of go back to where you started. But you've got somebody who gets players' respect because you're explaining, this is why we're doing it. This is why it's going to help us. Players are seeing the proof in the pudding right now. And all of a sudden, Dan Muse, I mean, if you're on that Penguins team and you're not listening to him, which I don't think is the case for anybody, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. I also liked, between overtime and the shootout, the pushback from the Penguins.
They've had that all season, too.
They have.
Bad period, bad break, something.
And I'm talking about the physicality element. Like the
what is he doing?
Harry?
He's just bobbing his head back.
I'm nodding in affirmation.
Thank you. I think when the Penguins play the Flyers again, I think Zegras is going to get a taste of his own medicine. And I don't think that would have happened under Sullivan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
Well, call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.